And here is the Writer's Almanac for Friday. It's the 26th of January, 2007. It's the birthday of the cartoonist and playwright Jules Pfeiffer, born in the Bronx, 1929. It's the birthday of the playwright Christopher Hampton, born in the Azores, 1946, best known for his stage adaptation of Dangerous Liaisons. It's the birthday of the writer Tom Jones, born in Aurora, Illinois, 1945. His father was a professional boxer. He once fought an exhibition match with Joe Louis. And young Tom Jones grew up to be a boxer as well, which would later indirectly save his life. He joined the Marines after high school, became a member of the Marine boxing team. In one of his first fights, he took such a beating that he had to be discharged from the Marines before he'd even seen combat. The rest of his unit went off to Vietnam, and all but one of them died in the war, one of them Jones's best friend. Jones got a degree in English from the University of Washington, studied at the Iowa Writers Workshop. He became a copywriter in Chicago, advertising copywriter. Didn't write anything that he was happy with for a long time. And then in the early 90s, the Gulf War brought back memories of his experience as a Marine. And when the anniversary of his best friend's death came around, he decided to write a short story about it. He started at 2 in the afternoon, and by the middle of the night, he'd finished the first draft. That first story was called The Pugilist at Rest, and he sent it off to the New Yorker magazine unsolicited. Somehow it got picked out of the slush pile and was published, and won the O. Henry Award for Short Story of the Year. Became the title story of Jones's first collection, which came out in 1993. He was 48 years old. Tom Jones, who has written several more books since then, including Cold Snap and Sonny Liston, was a friend of mine. It's the birthday of the author and editor Mary Mapes Dodge, born in New York City, 1831. She was married, she had two sons, she was living in New York City, and then one night in 1858, her husband left the house and never came back. He drowned, possibly a suicide. She took her sons off to live on her father's farm, moved into a room in the attic, and set out to write a book to earn some money. She had some Dutch friends who'd come from Amsterdam, and she got some information from them and used those details to write a children's book called Hans Brinker, or The Silver Skates. It came out in 1865 and was an immediate bestseller. Mary Mapes Dodge, who also became the first editor of St. Nicholas Magazine, a magazine for children, which published the first work of the very young Ring Lardner, Eudora Welty, Edmund Wilson, F. Scott Fitzgerald, and Edna St. Vincent Millay. Here's a poem for today by Robert Wrigley entitled Religion. The last thing the old dog brought home from her pilgrimages through the woods was a man's dress shoe, a black, still shiny wingtip. I feared at first a foot might be in it, but no, it was just an ordinary shoe. And while it was clear it had been worn, and because the mouth of the dog, a retriever skilled at returning ducks and geese, was soft, the shoe remained a good shoe, and I might have given it to a one-legged friend, but all of them dressed their prostheses too. So there it was, a rescued or a stolen odd shoe. Though in the last months of the dog's life, I noticed how the shoe became her friend almost, something she slept on or near, and nosed whenever she passed, as though checking it to see if, in her absence, that mysterious, familiar, missing foot might not have come again. A poem entitled Religion by Robert Wrigley from Earthly Meditations, New and Selected Poems, published by Penguin Poets and used by permission here in the Writer's Almanac, supported by the Poetry Foundation. You can find your favorite poem with the Poetry Tool online at poetryfoundation.org. Production assistance from Katrina Chikala. Be well, do good work, and keep in touch.